Many years ago, I read Ha'ada, almost 10 years ago, and it made a big impression on me. And a very big impression. It's a beard, Klali. And it made me think Mashiach might actually come. So I'm going to share with you today.
Mashiach is here already. Mashiach is here, right there. Mashiach has been refoiled.
So we're going to go through a few statements, more of the, let's say, the crazy statements or the wildest statements that the Rebbe said in Tavshin Obeis, and try to come up with some kind of beer explanation about what it would mean. So let's start with the famous one about Efren de Egen. The Rebbe said that all that's left is for us to open our eyes. So the first time the Rebbe said that was on Tes Kislev Tavshin Obeis, right, at Fabrengen. And the Rebbe said, the Rebbe was speaking, how in our der, all the simonim, Shiach's basically right here, right in front of us. The Rebbe writes and says, when the Einzige Zach was felt, his Ayyid al Uf Efren, seine Egen, Kedaboy, Veter Zen, wie Alte, Shein Greiz, de Gula, Ochin de Shochan Aruch. Okay, so obviously what needs to be understood in this statement is, first of all, what's the Rebbe is giving us an Aveda now? Is this an Aveda? Open the eyes. And if it is an Aveda the Rebbe is giving us, then what exactly does that Aveda entail? What is the Aveda to open your eyes? And once the Rebbe mentioned this idea, once the Rebbe kept mentioning it. The very next Shabbos, Tazayin Kislev, the Rebbe, right again, that we're ready, we're sitting with the Eibishter, Shulchan Aruch, the Suda of the Nisuin, the Suda of Yosin, Shrabar. And the question is, what does this mean? Befrat, that there's a Sicha where the Rebbe mentions this idea of opening the eyes later on. And all of a sudden, it's not that the Einzig Zach was Midarpon, that the only thing we have to do is open our eyes. All of a sudden, the Rebbe is talking about the Eibishter. That Kielu, it's an Avoida, that it's that the Eibishter should open up the eyes of the Jewish people. Rebbe says, we already spoke, Kol Kol HaKitzin, Yidin already did Tshuva, Mishal Tzfarendik, we finished everything, Tzu puts in the Kneplach, we've already polished the buttons, and we darf nor haben, as the Eibishter, zol uf efrin the Egen for Yidin. Zei zon zen, vise shein dod, the gul amit tzva shleim, u mizit shein, by the Shulchan Aruch, besudas of Yosem, v'shar abor, v'chul, v'chul. So all of a sudden, it's not an Aveda for us, it's the Eibishter, zol uf efrin the Egen, it's an Aveda, the Eibishter, we're asking for a miracle, that's Kifay Yochum B'Shiach. And of course, one of the famous sichas about where the Rebbe says to open our eyes, where we have the Rebbe says the biggest ubefrat biyomenu eila yemais hamashiach shabahem nimtzayim achshav. One of the most famous lines: utzichim rak liftoyach sainayim. We only have to open our eyes, and we'll see that the geula is here. So that's already five sichin do'egin, pun intended. We have to figure out what is the kavanah of the Rebbe. So that's already a radical statement number one. Let's try to reach a havanah in that. Now, number two. You have the Rebbe, the famous the Rebbe Parshas Vayeda, Numbeis, the Rebbe started speaking the word that the only Aveda which is left is Kabbalah. Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach is Kenu B'Peil Mamish. And the Rebbe says that we finished the whole Aveda. And the Rebbe says, "V'achshav tzrichim rak lekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu b'peil mamish." Now, in the Hemshech of these Sichas, when the Rebbe says that that's the Aveda of Kilu, what to do, so the Dugna, in the Sicha itself, so like the first Sicha that we spoke about opening your eyes, right? So the Rebbe, when the Rebbe speaks about opening your eyes, in the first Sicha that we quoted, the Rebbe says, what does he mean? The Rebbe means that it was the Mittel Rebbe's yard site then. So the Rebbe says that we shall learn the Torah of the Mittel Rebbe, and even of Talmud, and the Rebbe uses the Lashon, Megalazan, Ruchnis, and Chassidishkeit Shaloi. Right? Chassidishkeit is not a word people like using so much, but the Rebbe uses, the Rebbe says that Megali Chassidishkeit, not just be from, be a Yid, be a Chassid. Be a Chassidishkeit in Gashmis, and your Gashmis tik in Yonim, and Yiddishkeit, and Chassidishkeit. There shouldn't be any difference between your Gashmis and your Ruchnis. And over here as well, when the Rebbe talks about Kabbalah's Pinim, she says, okay, no, so you find one Nekudah about that it's Pashit. The life of Geula should already permeate your life, your existence, which means to be completely involved in mitzvahs and Torah the whole day, or with your whole being and existence. But over here, the Rebbe adds, which of course a great theme, which the Rebbe speaks about a lot, which is the yearning you're supposed to have for Mashiach. And it should be so palpable and real to you that the Rebbe says that you shouldn't be able to be yoitze the mitzvah of achalta v'savata whenever you eat, because you're partially yearning so much for the Sher HaBur and the Livyosin. Now, over here, it wasn't Barichis in Parashas Vayeda when the Rebbe spoke about Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Peil Mamash. The place where it's Barichis is the next week by the Kinnas HaShluchim. Right? So then the Rebbe spoke and told the Shluchim that Biz as much as Simon given the Shluchis, the Rebbe said they already finished the Shluchis. The Afal Pikein is the goal of Mitzvah Shleim and Nachnit Kekum Peh Mamash. Mashiach still didn't come. Darf Min Zogi and Asis Nach Giblib and Epis was without bringing the Gula Peh. There's something that's missing. You have to bring the Gula. Right? So the Rebbe says, what is that? Avid Sashlech is from Kabbalah and Pneum Mashiach Kekum Peh Mamash, that you should be able to take the Yidden out of Golus. And with the Rebbe, what's the Hirah for that for Shluchim Peh Peh? So here you have more of Arichis than last time. The Chol Reish, Darf Min Achraza to the Shluchim and to the Avid Sashlech is that to be Mekab Pneum Mashiach Kekum. Das heis, the Rebbe says, that means that what? That all the pratim of the avodas hashlichus, that all the pratim of one's shlichus, of fatzah teira, of fatzah yadis, yamanis chutz, have to be durchgenum in the shliach, has to be completely permeated with this nekuda that it brings to as the sphere tzu kabbalas pnei Mashiach tzidkenu. Okay, so now, when I was a younger bacher, mad galent pshat in this paragraph, I was told, Kilu, that it means that when you do Mifzayim, when you do Avedis HaShlichis, everything you have to tell the person that we're doing it in order to bring Mashiach, right? So we're putting on tefillin, and you say, B'schus, Mashiach's going to come through this. And that's a plausible interpretation. But the Rebbe speaks more, the whole gang is, as Dar Zayin Durchenum, he's speaking about the regesh and the feeling that everything you do has to be completely permeated with this nekuda. And it's taka interesting that kiyadua, that when the Hagois came out, the Ksaviyat Kodesh of the Rebbe on this whole sicha, that they added after the words Darf Zayin Durchenum, and they added the word Begoli, Midar Nekuda, and the Rebbe crossed out Begoli. Because then it would be Ahira, that Mamish, I think it would get a little crazy that every little thing you do, you have to make sure that Begoli is, right? More than Nekuda is not Begoli. The part is that you're, of course, if your whole Metzias is Durchenum with Mashiach, then it's going to come out Begoli. But the Hira is you have to be completely Durchenum with the Nekuda, and that's all that's left. Now, it's interesting to note that by opening your eyes, that I've also used the Lashon, that's all that's left. Ein Zgezach, right, was felt, the Ein Zgezach was felt, that each open his eyes. Here the Rebbe says, the Einz Gezach was Iste Geblibin is the Mekabel Zayim Pneus in Feil Mamash. So what's...
Says later it's been accomplished already, and that's why they ever switched over to the opened eyes, no?
So you want to say...
Kabbalah Zayim Pneus in Feil Mamash. Says later it's been already accomplished, we've done that, and now the only thing that's...
Okay, so you want to say in 2 weeks a change happened.
Yeah, like a...
And it's in a different Aveda. First Aveda was Mekabel Zayim Pneus in to the Shluchim. Then a different Aveda came along.
Sounds like, yeah.
I'm going to try to give a beer which brings them all together and doesn't make such a radical interpretation of that the whole Aveda changed from 1 week to the next. A third and final crazy or radical statement that the Rebbe made in the Tavshin Beis is probably from the least famous. Right, but the Rebbe speaks the same. We finished everything. We did Kol HaKitzin, we did Tshuva, The Rebbe says, "Va'achshav ein hadavar talui elo b'Mashiach Tzidkenu Atzma." It's only talui on Mashiach Tzidkenu himself. In this sicha stam, I'm saying it's stam yidua dikizach, but the man and nacham all that the Rebbe over there speaks how everyone could ask, people ask themselves that I know I'm not ready for Mashiach. So why is the Rebbe? What's the Rebbe mean that we're ready? Everything's done. The book says how the yidden of all the deities are like one kema achashlema. We all know all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael were nichlal, were included in the neshama of Adam edition, right? So we're talking about a much more cosmic level, thousands of years of kema achas, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe is saying it's ready. You're not ready. So that would be bedugma of like when your body could be healthy, but you could have a little ache. There's nothing wrong with your body. There's a problem, a chitzeniistic, a problem, but nothing which is relevant to the etzem nekuda that Klal Yisrael as a whole is ready for Mashiach. But akapanim here, the Rebbe says, "Ein adavar toloi elo b'Mashiach tzidkenu atzma." Now, what does that even mean? What does it even mean? Right? Is there an avoda for us b'chlal? Ein adavar toloi elo b'Mashiach tzidkenu atzma. It's very interesting. The very next day after that, Fabrein, that was Parshas Noyach. Tavshinu Beis, so that was Dalet Cheshvin. So, hey Cheshvin, the Rebbe had a meeting with Mordechai Eliyahu and the chief rabbis of Israel. So, over there, the Rebbe Mamish tells him, Mamish bets him a lot of the Zalbul Hashainis, but he just changes one Nekuda. And there's even a recording of it. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe tells him, Ukfar Asu Tshuva, Veina Hadavar Talui. The Rebbe tells Mordechai Eliyahu, Kfar Asu Tshuva, they already did Tshuva, Veina Hadavar Talui, Ela Bebias Mashiach Atzma. And the Rebbe goes on like this. Ein hadavar tali ela b'tshuva. The idea that ein hadavar tali ela b'tshuva. The only thing we need is tshuva. Hayu lifnei mashach zman. I will actually ein hadavar tali ela b'bias mashiach atzmei. That's a little bit of a shini halachi, because in the sicha that we have, it's ein hadavar tali ela b'mashiach. You know, over here it's b'bias. It's totally in b'bias mashiach. But if you think about it for a second, there's something which sounds crazy about that statement. A little absurd, because how could you be tali on yourself? The very pittish of being tolui means I'm tolui on something. How could you say Mashiach is the coming of Mashiach is tolui on the coming of Mashiach? Right? Ein hadavar tolui ela b'bias Mashiach at the coming of Mashiach is tolui on Mashiach coming. No. If you would just have the sicha, Mashiach wanted to come. Okay. If you would have just had the sicha, I would have maybe said a crazy statement that Mashiach decides when he's going to come. Mashiach has to make that decision. That's what I would have said. But then when you look at the very next day, the Rebbe Mamash repeats the same word to Mordechai Eliyahu, the Rebbe says, "Ein hadavar tali ela b'bias Mashiach atzmei," which would seem to be the how you're supposed to read the words in the Sicha, that "Ein hadavar tali ela b'bias Mashiach tzidkenu atzmei." And the Shaila is, how could something be tali in itself? Okay, so now, if you look b'chlal, heading more to the bir ha-devarim. If you look, Bechlal, the Rebbe says a few times, the Rebbe says many times, the Rebbe keeps saying that the avodas habirurim ended. Right? So, avdem gufa, obviously, affects the biggest shayla. If we finish avodas habirurim is that all the sparks of holiness which came down and formed this world were supposed to be ma'ilo to kedusha. And when we're Milo, all the Nitzaitzis, that's when Mashiach comes. We finished the picture. So the Rebbe says, Avedis HaBrudim is over. So first of all, why do we see Klipas Noiga B'chlam? If we were Milo, the Nitzaitzis, then the Klipas Noiga shouldn't exist. We were Milo everything to Kedusha. And again, and also, what? Oops, the Rebbe said we finished that Avedis. Shloshkubzatmei is supposed to disappear when you're done Avedis Habirurim, I think. You know, because it's complete Ra, has no place, it has no more Yenike. It has to go through a Seder Shloshkubz. It gets Yenike from Klipas Nega, Klipas Nega gets Yenike from Kedusha. The way it's explained in Chassidus. So the Shaila is, what's it mean Avedis Habirurim finished? And secondly, is Avedis Habirurim not a special Aveda to bring Mashiach? The Rebbe says we finished Aveda. Now we need a special Aveda to bring Mashiach. The famous vart in Tanya says that G'dayla Tztaka Shemekarevis is a Geula. Why? Because Tztaka is Maila the most amount of Olam Hazeh in one shot. Because a priest's Yigiyah works the whole day, the amount of energy, the amount of all his food, his surroundings, and the Chaimish that he gives Tztaka is Maila the rest of his money. you're maila the most amount of Eilam Hazeh, and that's what Mashiach is. When you're maila pieces, yidden around the world, everyone has their chelik ba'Eilam, that they're supposed to be maila to Kedusha, to the Eibishter, and then Mashiach comes, sugdei letztakash, b'grevis agula. The whole Avedis Abirudim is a special Aveda to bring Mashiach. The Rebbe says, we finish Avedis Abirudim, we finish doing tshuva, we finished all the inyanim, so the Rebbe says, we have to say that there's a special Aveda to bring Mashiach. Now, the way it was always understood from the time of the Arizal, when he discussed the idea of the Rapach Nitzaitz and the 288 sparks of holiness which fell down into this world, and Avedis HaBirurim, and the whole beer, according to Kabbalah and Chassidus and everything, it was always understood, like we just said a moment ago, that the moment you finished being Maila the Nitzaitz, that's when Mashiach comes. Not an oifen for Tzchar. The Tzchar that you are Maila the Nitzaitz, I'm going to bring Mashiach. No, it's Be'etzim Tol Yehabaha. The whole Mitzias, you are Maila the Nyanim. You created, and then Mashiach automatically comes. Right? How could you finish Avedis HaBirurim and Mashiach doesn't come? The word is that is the question that Rebbe keeps asking. That's the question that Rebbe asks again and again and again. Almost every sicha that Rebbe has a line where the Rebbe says, Ein nemuvan klal uklal. I'd heard from my father many times that the best understood line in Numbeis is Ein nemuvan klal uklal. Right? The Rebbe keeps saying, Ein nemuvan, versteh nicht. The Rebbe is pointing at this absurdity that you have a beruchnius. Now, we don't know about Dregis, so we're not going to talk which level beruchnius, which does. But we know that there's a spiritual reality which normally reflects and is supposed to reflect directly and come down into the gashmistic reality because Tali Habaha, it's what a direct extension of ruchnius is gashmius. The Rebbe is pointing to the absurd. For some reason, something crazy happened. Something happened which we never expected in Jewish history. That we finished Avedis HaBirurim. That means Beruchnius, we finished Aveda. We did everything we had to do. Everything's done. Mashiach didn't come. It didn't come down until Eilam Hazeh. Beruchnius had happened. Begashmis didn't happen. So the Rebbe says, we have to say that there's a special Aveda to bring Mashiach. In other words, the Aveda till now was to be Maila Denitzaitis, was to do Avedis HaBirurim. Now the whole Aveda is to take that spiritual reality which was created already and that exists and that is here, and we already have Yemais HaMashiach B'Pashtus, and be Mamshech in Da'ilam Hazeh, that it should actually come. That's the whole Aveda, that it should actually happen. And we don't understand why it didn't just happen. But Kanida, the Rebbe says, Muzmin Zagin, in the words of the Rebbe, is Muzmin Zagin, that the Eibishter wants an Aveda, just the whole Aveda is just to make that a reality, that Mashiach should come. And that is the Vart, that's what the Rebbe means, that Eina Dover Tali, Ela B'Mashiach Tzidkenu Atzmei. The Rebbe is pointing out to the very absurdity of what's happening here. That normally Gashmius Bias HaMashiach B'Gashmius is totally on the Ruchnius Ha'ad. Kum Tachais now, that it's as if Mashiach is totally Tluya V'Yemedes Ba'avir. It's hanging in the air. It's totally on Him actually coming. That's all that needs to happen. What's interesting in such an understanding that the Rebbe is pointing to is that it means that Be'etzim Mashiach not coming at this point is almost like a miracle. In other words, Mashiach is here already. But the Eibishter wants us to bring Mashiach. Wants us to do something, right? The famous Sifra. Pashit, the Eibishter wants something from us, which we're here, it's supposed to bring, or trying to bring Mashiach. And that's also what the Rebbe was saying when he says that all we need is Kabbalah Spnei Mashiach Tzkenu B'Peil Mamish. That's the only Aveda left is, right? Is to bring Mashiach. Kabbalah Spnei Mashiach Tzkenu was a Lashon that's used by the Rebbe Rashab, by the Friedrich Rebbe, it's a very famous Lashon. But the Rebbe said this is the only Aveda left. The Mashiach should come B'Peil Mamish. It's all bring a Mashiach. Mamshachim Ta'ilim Hazeh. Schlep Mashiach through the door. And when something's happening around you and your eyes don't see it, that means your eyes are closed. There's a reality, Bechlal, Chassidus, and Yiddishkeit even, was Hakbaras Atzur Alachemer, that's like he explains in Perek Lamed Beis Tanya, we're supposed to be living Beruchnius. There's a reality which exists. We're living in an alternative reality. The Rebbe says that all that's left is that our eyes should be open, that we should see the reality which exists already. Now, the Rebbe is not necessarily referring to the Avoida. There's an Avoida to open your eyes. Because the Rebbe says in a later Sikha that the Eibishter should open our eyes. The Rebbe is describing the matziv we're in, that all we're working towards is that our eyes should be open to a reality which was created already, which exists already. Beruchnius Mashiach's here. We finished Avedis HaBirurim. We finished what we were supposed to do. So we need our eyes to be open. We need Mashiach to come. And all Mashiach coming means is that our eyes are opened to the reality. Now, what exactly is the Eibishter waiting for? So, let's say, Sifnisht, waiting for somebody to do something. But one thing is for sure, that the Rebbe says, that durchgenommen with this Nekuda, that the Pasha waits for Mashiach. And, I think for Chayzim Lublin, on Tisha B'Av, right? He turned to the Eibishter and he says, bring Mashiach jetzt. Bring Mashiach now. He says, besser v'chei nishzayin. If you're waiting for better, that's not happening. Downhill from here. Best of Etchin Nishzan. What? Nishgol? Yeah, Mashiach Nishkum. That's based. So he says, Best of Etchin Nishzan. And he says, that coming outside is going to come a time they're not going to want you and not going to want your Mashiach. Right? The whole Nekudah of Mashiach is Dirib Tachtainim is Machusiv Ratzin Kibbu Alein. Right? That we change Leilam Hazeh, that we want the Eivishter to be our king, our Melech. So in a way, like the Rebbe says, that if it would be Yidden who wanted Mashiach, the Mashiach would come. It almost sounds very much that at least a big part of what the Eibishter is waiting for is that we should actually want Mashiach. And unfortunately for us, the Eibishter is not impressed with words and slogans and inyanim. Either you want or you don't want. It's a very pashut dazach. Unfortunately for us, I say, because Mashiach's not here yet. The Eibishter wants us to want Mashiach. Now just like when we talk about Avos Hashem, for example, you can't love something which you don't have a relationship to. Right? That's why the Mesnagdim, they don't have a Shaykh to anything, because you don't learn about the Eibishter. How do you have a Shaykh? So, of course, that's why we learn about we learn Yonagul Mashiach, that we should have a Shaykh to want. But more than that, I think that a big part, Rebbe says, you have to realize, why should you want it so much? Because it's already your reality. In other words, you're blocking your eyes, you're closing your eyes by not living with Mashiach. If you understand how Mashiach's taket coming, because there's no turning the clock back. After Tavshin and Aleph, after Tavshin and Beis, after the time in history arrived, where we finished Avedis HaBirurim, there's no going back. It's not like we failed and let's see what happens next. No. Mashiach came. We have Yom HaMashiach. The Avodah of Klal Yisrael was accomplished. Now, for some crazy reason, the Eibishter wants an Avodah to bring Mashiach. We have to open up our eyes. Right? That means that we should yearn for the Gula and want Mashiach. And like the Rebbe's Lashon over there by the opening of the eyes, that we should be hungry after we eat because we want to eat from the Shor HaBar Nil V'Yosin. We are supposed to, if we really would believe in the Rebbe's words, then we would take a yearn much more and want Mashiach. Because it's a reality, ready or not, here he comes. This is our reality which exists right now.
We're not opening eyes, we're preventing Chas V'Shalom?
The key was given in our hands. Someone told me the mashal is on WhatsApp, the 1 hour, 2 hours, and the blue. Right? The Eibishter just gives us a chance to bring Mashiach. It's the one arrow. You have the second thing is that's where we're holding now. We're holding the chalitz. The Eibishter is waiting for us. That you have to open your eyes. You have to see it. You have to relate to it. You have to want it. And Malchus HaViratzin Kiblu Aleim, that we should bring Mashiach. Now Chassidus B'chal explains the chilik between Avedis HaBirudim and the Inyan from the Nisayim. Chassidus says that a Birud is a real Inyan. There's a real thing in front of you. But then, you have to work on it and so on. What's an Nisayon? An Nisayon is an illusion. It gives an appearance of being a challenge, but at the moment you pass the challenge, you realize how it was an illusion in the first place. It was never really a challenge. It looked like a challenge. And Chassidus says that an Nisayon is much deeper than a Birurim. Nisayon is the biggest thing that exists. According to the Rebbe, according to this way of understanding the Sikha of Numbeis, which makes a lot of sense to me, and it makes it one gang, everything the Rebbe is saying for many months, according to this, that it comes out that in a way, everything we do now, the whole challenge of this world now is almost an Nisayon. At the Eibishter macht a nes, that he's not bringing Mashiach, and he wants to see how are we going to react. And there's a famous thing from one of the Avos HaChassidus, I don't know who, maybe from the Chernobyler, or one of the big people, Tamid Baal Shem Tov, he said that just like the challenge which happened by Eliyahu HaNavi, that the fire, right?
The fire came down
on the side of Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says the same exact challenge is going to happen in the end of days before Mashiach comes. One difference. The fire is going to come down on the side of Baal. And that's the real challenge.
The tzad
of Avodah Zarah. And the shayla is, how do the Yidden react? Right? That's the ultimate challenge before Mashiach comes. So Yesh Loimar, that if the... If, that in a way that was Mekuyim very much in our times. In other words, Mashiach, the reality of Mashiach is a reality already. We finished Avedis HaBirudin. Yet, after this happened, after Tafshin and Aleph Nubeis, what did we have? We had Oslo, we had Gimel Tammuz, we had the Second Intifada, we had 9/11, we had who knows what, and how much Tzadis, right? Nerva then, Vazag and Mir. Don't be fooled for a second. The reality is that what the Rebbe said, right? And this is mamish, the fire coming down on the wrong side, because that's the idea of a nisoyin. That's not a true reality. And it's just here to test you. Now, obviously, it's a very radical concept, this concept. But
l'cheira...
Radical?
Huh? Why is it very radical?
Yeah, listen. Okay. It's radical because
everything
that's happening is just... In grace and nisoyin. There's no real challenge in this world anymore. It's just the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael. So that's the final challenge before Mashiach comes. And our challenge is not to give up hope and to believe in the Rebbe's message. Just to conclude, not to be in the spall, exactly. The whole word of a nisoyin is you realize Nishke Nisoyin. And the moment we realize Nishke Nisoyin, that's the chayda what Mashiach, that's Mashiach's going to come. Chassidus Bechlal speaks about such an inyan of a thing happening that it's not the etzem azay, but it's there for like your bechida. Like goyim, all kinds of things, all the time. Why do goyim go to sleep? That about a sikha, why we have to sleep? Why do goyim have it too? Goyim should walk on four. A bunch of things about goyim. What's always the answer? Bechida for yidin. So kum tachayis, that one, there's one reality, which is the emissary reality, and the other one is the ebishter macht, anes, kilu, in order that there should be, kabayachol, there should be an inyan of bechida for yidin.
Amen. 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 Amen.